You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Some great news from the Portland Timbers in MLS as well. Their hot start to the season just got even better with the club announcing the signing of Uruguayan striker Jonathan Cabecita Rodriguez from Club America for a reported $5 million fee. The 30-year-old has 9 goals and 3 assists for Club America this season and has made 31 appearances for the Uruguayan national team. Rodriguez will join the Timbers on a designated player deal. Alexis, this seems like a win now. It's a new move for the surging Timbers team. Could this deal help make them one of the top contenders in the West, you think?
I think it's still a little too early to say that. Look, obviously this is a big deal. You bring in a proven goal scorer, someone who's not way over past their prime. He's only 30 years old. I think his best season was in 2020 when he played for Cruz Azul with 27 goals. So obviously the guy knows how to score. He's a bit of a baller. I think he's going to play well. But I think the real reason is, or the real thing that I think we need to wait to find out is Phil Neville's system. You know, is he better than what we saw in Miami? Can he manage this team to be better than he got out of Inter Miami? And I think that's going to be the big thing.
I think when you
bringing in a player like this, though, is positive either way.
Yeah, when you get a player like this, it's hard not to see Phil Neville's fingerprints on it, being able to recognize and bring a striker that he wants. I think he's got a lot more influence at Portland than he probably did at Miami. And this will probably be more of a Phil Neville signing with the teams that he's got right now. And when you've got Evander as well, and now you've got a striker, I think it's just a matter of time of how long it takes him to acclimate to MLS, because you need that mobility, the athleticism plays a part. But I can't see a signing be made like this without Phil Neville's stamp of approval, looking at it and making sure that it fits in what he's building at Portland right now.
And it's been a good start so far.
It has. And they've been moving the ball and possessing it very well. I think that fits really, really well with Jonathan and the way he wants to score goals inside the penalty area. I think, you know, Portland is always pushing. And they're a team that always seems to come across as, we want to win now. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely a signing that's showing they want to win now.
It's why Gio Savarese was shown the door. It was still a competitive Portland team, but missing out on the playoffs in, what, 2022 and then...
A lot of it also was, I mean, for me, a lot of it also was
the final to New York City Football Club in 2020.
The coaching style last year wasn't.
I was in the building, so I brought it up.
Important aside, yeah. Thank you.
In Portland.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, must have been rough. Not for me, it was fun. I love Portland.
No, it's the coaching style, though, for Gio. For me, they played too deep, too defensive, too far away from goal. It wasn't really greatly attractive with the players, and he wasn't getting the best out of Evander. Now we're seeing them play a bit more higher up, a bit more aggressive. Evander's scoring great goals, being a lot more influential. And now Phil gets an actual clinical goal scorer, someone you want to do their work in the box, within the width of that 18-yard line box, staying there. And now it's starting to really come together. Yeah, and like I said, actually, I love what they do. They're very aggressive.
You guys bring up a good point because Portland's, I think, best era was under Caleb Porter, which it was possessive, you know, passing, quick, movement. And that felt to me like that should be their style moving forward. And you bring in a Gio Savarese, who I think a lot of us would struggle to really pin down like a quick sentence that explains his style. It was a little bit more erratic. It wasn't exactly what we would expect. Phil Neville seems to have brought it back to a little bit more of what we've kind of grown to love about Portland.
That team was Diego Valeri. Yeah. That was that team.
Well, let's not forget Nagby in there as well.
And Nagby as well.
Nagby was, he was a boss in the
field. I think that team was just always buoyed by having some of the league's best players.
Yeah, I think some influential players for sure. Some players that can break the game down themselves individually. But this is going to be a situation where it's by committee. And you get that atmosphere in Portland. It's going to be pretty exciting.
One of the best in all of Major League Soccer. They've got 8 goals, but still 5 against on the season through 4 games. A strong start, sitting 3rd place in the Western Conference, but still far too early to call who is having a good season or not.
According to someone here, the first 10 games don't matter. So we're just going to keep saying that. First 10 games don't matter.
It's preseason. First 10 matches are preseason.
I heard Susanna point it out, and you're going to hate this because I'm bringing up Kansas City. They didn't have a win in 10 games last year and made the playoffs. So
then they had a team bonding session, and look what happened.
Yeah, there you have it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.